Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to K-Move Radio, radio for people on the move. Today is Thursday, May the 12th. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And we are sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, quality in every move we make. So speaking of people on the move, we have one of our favorite all-time K-Move guests on today, Lisa Ann Landry.
Yes, she's a social media strategist, and I've learned a great deal from her.
Yes, she's been on previous shows where she's taught us and our listeners about LinkedIn, and she is a true expert on the use of social media, and today she is launching her first book.
Which I'll get to right now. Hold on.
Any minute now. Lorraine will tell you about it.
Before we bring on Lisa Ann Landry, I need to let our listeners know that Lisa Ann Landry's book is called Content Marketing and How to Get Started. Today only, May 12th, for 24 hours, you can buy her book on Amazon.com for only $5.
$5, wow.
Jeez. So make sure that you go out and buy her book today. It is a wonderful book full of social media content, everything that you needed to know.
Right, and even a chapter about emailing.
Yes. That's right.
So we're going to bring Lisa Ann Landry on now, and I say she's been a very popular guest on K-Move Radio before. In fact, so popular that we even have a theme song for her.
Yes, we do.
So I'm going to tell future guests of K-Move Radio, not all of you are going to get your own theme song, but Lisa Ann Landry has her own theme song on K-Move Radio. So let's bring on Lisa Ann Landry with her theme song.
Well, Lisa Ann is ready to jumpstart your day with some social media tips to help you along the way. Now, Lisa Ann is ready. How about you? So let's have fun with Lisa Ann today.
Welcome back to K-Move Radio, Lisa Ann Landry.
I love that song.
We do too. And so this is a special occasion. We have you on our show now. You're an author now. And you've written a book called Content Marketing, How to Get Started. And it's a great book.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for allowing us to read it before it actually goes out there to the market. I absolutely loved it. And we're going to talk about your book today.
Oh, I'm so excited. Well, thank you.
Yes. What inspired you to write a book?
Well, you know, since around 2009, I've been out all over the United States, Canada, Australia, and online doing social media marketing and social media marketing strategy and training people. And I've been practicing my strategies on my clients and my students, and they're working. You know, they were working, and people were really excited. And then in my travels, you know, people were asking me all the time, well, where's your book? And I'm like, well, I don't have a book. You know, I have videos, I have webinars, I have online training programs. I mean, Duncan Tech Cap, they said, no, you need a book, and we want to get it. So they kept asking for a book, and what really made me decide to write a book is I was contracted to do a webinar on content marketing, and I did the webinar, and when I was done, I thought, you know, this is what I teach all the students, this is what people have been asking for and look for that, and I was speaking at an event, at a retreat to all of these entrepreneurs. They were women entrepreneurs, and after my presentation was over, you know, I got to stay over with them and participate in the retreat for the rest of the weekend, and 4 o'clock in the morning, we're all drinking wine and talking and brainstorming, and there is a book editor there. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, I decide that webinar should be a book, and I signed a contract with the author that night.
I would quickly add, you know, we've attended your classes, and we've had you on K-Move before,
yes.
And we follow you on your website, so I don't think anybody is more of an expert than you or anybody who's more prepared to write a book on content marketing and how to get started.
Well,
Good job.
Well, thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for that. I'm so uncomfortable with that. You know, people are saying, well, you're an expert. I'm just, like, so uncomfortable with that. And I wrote the book for small business owners and entrepreneurs, like you and me, right? So I didn't write it for the social media experts. This is a beginner book, you know, for folks like us. So I'm comfortable with that idea that, you know, I have a process and a system and a strategy that will be easily implemented if people read the book.
I saw a Facebook post about what's an expert, and it was an expert who's somebody who has failed more times than the beginner has even tried.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I could take credit for it, but
I'm an expert.
Well, it does make sense.
It does make sense, yeah. So that's what an expert is, right?
So, you know, the title of your book, Content Marketing, there's a lot of definitions of content marketing. How do you define content marketing, Lisa-Ann?
In my book, I have this chapter at the very end of the book, and I wrote it just for people who don't have time to read the whole book, so who just want to get to it. And I have a checklist of things from every chapter, and it starts with what content marketing is. And, you know, my simple answer to people is, content marketing is taking the content that you primarily have already and repurposing it and sharing it on the social site in a way to educate your target market. And it's not new, it's been around forever, but it's the opposite of being salesy, pushy, slimy, sleazy. So, you know, that's my simple definition. In my book, I say that content marketing is the most commercially important digital marketing trend in the past few years. It's more cost-effective than ever before, and technology allows us to reach audiences through social channels like blogs and social media and e-newsletters and videos and infographics and mobile apps, those kind of things.
I can appreciate this because, you know, as a salesperson for S&M Moving Systems, you know, what you don't ever want to be is this salesy, pushy, slimy, sleazy, as you just said. So that's one of the reasons why I love social media, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, people get on the social sites to sell their products and services, but we've all experienced being spammed, and none of us like it. And so I'm just giving people a strategy of how to use their content to educate their target market about their products and services, and eventually those people will ask for your sales. And I'm not saying that you will exclude your sales, but if all you do is get out there and be pushy and salesy, you're going to lose people.
Right. Yeah, you will lose the audience. You know, and there's also, you know, a piece in the book that I liked, and you said that to give great content, people need to engage with what we should practice is the law of reciprocity, which I fully agree.
So maybe ask the dumb question. I'm good at the dumb
question.
Okay. So, Lisa-Ann Landry, author of Content Marketing, How to Get Started. What is the law of reciprocity?
The law of reciprocity is about, in the social space, it's about sharing your knowledge and your wisdom and your expertise in a way that uplifts and helps your community solve their pain points that you have expertise around, in the hope that eventually that will be returned to you. And it might not be returned from the person that you're giving it to, but you're putting that positive energy out in the universe, and that's going to be returned to you in some kind of way.
That's mutual benefit.
So, it's the old networking school.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I'm really amazed at how it works, because, you know, I've been out in the social space now since around 2009, and I've just been giving content, knowledge, wisdom, expertise. I hardly ever, you know, try to sell any of my programs or anything, and now I'm ready, you know, to sell my book. And I've just been going out to the people who've been following me and you know, stay connected with me, and I just say, hey, I just wrote a new book. I'm launching it on May the 12th on Amazon. Please tell everybody. And they're saying, do you have a press release? Do you have a cover photo? I mean, they're responding, and they want to help. And it's just, like, blowing my mind.
Yeah. Wow. And it's because the law of reciprocity, you'll help them, too.
Right.
You'll get back to them. Since we now understand the law of reciprocity, let's pull over and take a quick little truck stop here. When we get back, we're going to talk about exciting things like little pink spoons and ice cream, gallons of ice cream.
Oh, my.
And get back with Lisa Ann Landry, the author of Content Marketing, How to Get Started. But let's take a truck stop here.
Good morning, this is Vincent with S&M Moving Systems. I am the operations manager here. You are listening to K-Move, making global mobility a personal community.
Okay, we're back with Lisa Ann Landry, and again, she is an amazing social media strategist, and you're listening to K-Move Radio.
Yes.
So Lisa, I just want to tell you that I probably gained about 10 to 15 pounds after I read your book, because every time you mentioned Little Pink Spoons, I was craving Baskin Robbins. You're killing me.
I love it.
I love the methods that you talk about. And for our KMU Radio listeners, can you tell us a little about what the Baskin Robbins Little Pink Spoons methods that you talked about in the book?
Many of us have been spam on our social sites. Spam is unwanted, unsolicited type of marketing material. So to me, a good example of that is if you're on Facebook, you've got a friend that sells jewelry, and your friend has come to your Facebook wall and posted a picture of their jewelry and had you and everybody that you all know.
Right.
That's spam. Has that happened to either of you guys before?
Yeah. Many times. Spam is a bad word.
Yeah.
You know, how does it make you feel? Because it makes me really mad.
Yes.
I mean, because that's like my house at dinner time, trying to, with my friends there, bringing all your jewelry, trying to sell your jewelry to my friends at dinner time. So, like, I get really agitated over stuff like that. And I know that I'm not alone. So that's an example of being salesy, pushy, slimy, crazy. And what I recommend to my clients is use the Baskin and Robbins Little Pink Spoon method of education-based marketing instead. If you've ever been to Baskin and Robbins,
several times.
And
now it's clear, please.
The door, they have these baskets of little pink spoons. We're all over the store, right,
Lorraine? Well, yeah, I think every listener on KMU Radio knows exactly what you're talking about. Especially me.
So those little pink spoons are a call to action. You, their target market. And how do they know that you are their target market? Because you walk through the door. And those pink spoons are calling you to do what? They're calling you to try.
Yes, they're sample.
Incidentally.
Yes.
Yeah, right? And as an aside, they're practicing the law for us, the property.
Right.
So
because they're giving you those little pink spoons of juicy goodness in hopes that you do what?
Consume, and to
buy a whole gallon of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Actually, how about 31 gallons and then have a party
yeah.
and invite all your friends?
Yeah, exactly.
So when you do that, you become their marketing force. Take that analogy and apply it to social media. The social media experts say that if you don't do anything else in social media, you should blog. So think of your blog as the gallon of ice cream and the Baskin and Robbins scenario. See, one of the things that led me to write the book is because people were coming to my training programs trying to figure out what kind of content should I post. I'm running out of ideas. And when I would ask people if they blog, hardly nobody blogs. Like, small business owners aren't busy for that. But I say to them, but you're creating little pink spoons of content, but now you have to do it all the time. You get tired and you run out of ideas. Content is the most important part of social media, and it's the most time-consuming. So why not create 12 gallons of ice cream, raw content, carry you through the year and take little pink spoons from those 12 gallons and spread them across the social sites that you decide to participate on. So now you're leveraging your time and your content.
Wow.
So that's why my little pink spoons analogy that's making me mad.
Yeah. Also, you know, in the book you talk about people or associates that run a team go on a scavenger hunt. What is the scavenger hunt about? What are they looking for?
They're looking for, you're going on a scavenger hunt in your workplace, and you're looking for, you know, a list of things. You can make the list. I included a list in the book, but you can make a list. But you're looking for a list of pre-printed materials and also any digital kind of materials. And I ask people to suspend their judgment. Don't judge it, just get it. So gather up everything in your work environment that's been pre-printed. Technical specs, marketing brochures, white papers, photographs, any historical information about your property or your building, any awards that you received, any write-ups about your business where you were written up in a good kind of way, like in your local community magazine or newspaper, and then even go digital and gather up digitally created things like your frequently asked questions, any e-books that you've created, any videos that have been created, gather all of that stuff up, and then start to think about how you can repurpose it for blog content and social media type of content.
So, you know, as an audience knows, so you've been on the show and taught our listeners about how to use LinkedIn. It was a great show. It's one of our most popular shows ever, and we still get compliments on the show. And in the LinkedIn, you talked about keywords and how important they are in LinkedIn. So are keywords important when it comes to content marketing?
Absolutely. So just like you will keyword, like in LinkedIn, we talked about keyword optimizing your profile. And also on LinkedIn, you have a place to publish content, and you want that content to be keyword optimized. So all the techniques that I taught for keyword optimizing on LinkedIn, they apply to your content across the board. So if you just focus on creating your blog content and then apply those practices to your blog content, keyword optimizing it, identifying hashtags to include in it, then it will already be optimized for when you want to break it into the little pink spoon.
Okay.
Did I answer the question?
Yes. And there must be somebody else that's going to would want to know, because I know Lorraine knows the answer to this, but me and one or two listeners. So can you explain hashtags and how they're used in a content marketing strategy?
Okay, awesome. So a hashtag is a word or an acronym prepended by a pound sign. There is a great site, it's called hashtag.org, that is a great reference for providing you with a guide on using hashtags and ways to use hashtags. So some of the stuff that I write in my book came from that site as a reference. And just some rules about using hashtags. If you really want to tick off all your friends, fans, and followers, hashtag every word in your post. That's if you want to tick everybody off.
Yeah. Is there like a limit, huh? I think you said there was a limit of maybe two or three.
That's right. Yeah, don't use more than three, and then just don't use them haphazardly. So a lot of people ask me, why do people hashtag every word? Because they don't know what they're doing. They don't have a strategy behind what they're doing.
Right.
So you can use hashtags in three types of ways. One is you can use brand-specific hashtags. So do you all have hashtags for K-Moves, like hash K-Moves?
Yeah, well, right. I have used hashtag KMove before, and when we have certain conferences, of course, you know, I use the hashtag KMove. It might be like hashtag KMove conference 2016, you know, and stuff like that, yes.
Okay, very good. So KMove is a brand-specific hashtag. It's specific to your brand.
Right.
And then you have campaign-specific hashtags, which when you're doing a conference, like you mentioned, that's a campaign-specific one. And then you can have product-specific hashtags, too. So I love using this example to explain product-specific ones. Like if I say hash pumpkin spice latte, what brand am I talking about?
Starbucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what time of the year am I talking about?
Spice would be the holidays.
Yes, like around fall.
Yeah.
Oh, fall, yeah.
Yeah.
October, autumn, yeah.
Yeah.
Halloween.
So you can use those kind of hashtags in your content as well. You can use lifestyle hashtags. You can use hashtags to promote your events. But the recommendation, like you said, don't use more than three in your content. Don't make them too long. Have a strategy behind using them, and do your research before you pick one.
Right.
And then once you've identified what it is, you want to also share it in all the relevant content as well as printed material like postcards and brochures and things of that nature. When people see it, they're going to start using the hashtag in their content. Hashtags are clickable links. So if you're on Facebook and you see my hashtag, hash social media strategist, if you click on it, you will see all the content that I've created as well as anybody else who is using that hashtag. So it exposes my content to a broader audience of people who may not know that I exist.
Yeah, and that's why I love those hashtags, and that's how I learned it from you, is to definitely limit them, because I know I never use two, I'll probably just use two, but I never more than three.
So this is another good time, I think, to take the truck and hit the brakes and pull over here in this truck stop, and but we're going to be right back, because we're going to talk about posting and what sites you should post on.
Right.
And then there's also a chapter in the book about email marketing. So we want to hear more about that from Lisa Ann Landry, author of Content Marketing, How to Get Started. Don't move away.
Good morning. My name is Denise Curry with S&M United Van Lines. I am a MOVE coordinator, and you are listening to K-MOVE, talk radio for the mobility community.
And welcome back, and you're listening to K-MOVE Radio, and again, we have a special guest today, Lisa Ann Landry. She is an amazing social media strategist.
Yes.
And so my favorite part of the book has to be Chapter 3. It's the fundamentals on content marketing and social media. The reason why I love it so much, and you can tell our listeners on K-MOVE Radio, is because in there you explained each social media site, like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and what they're all about and what you should be posting in there. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about those social sites? It seems like a lot of work trying to decide like where to put your content marketing, but you explain it so well in that Chapter 3. That's the one thing I turn back to, is Chapter 3 all the time.
I mean, remember we're talking to small business owners who are strapped for time and resources.
Right.
And I first just want to tell everybody, you don't need to be on all the social sites. So just take that big sigh of relief. I know, you know, there's new stuff coming out all the time. It sounds so fun and interesting, but I don't know too many small business owners who have time to be on every social site that's out there.
That's correct.
So how do you decide? Well, you decide what social sites to participate on based upon your target market. And within your target market, I suggest that you create buyer personas. So in the book, I give you this great reference for an online tool for creating buyer personas. And you'll just have to get the book to find out what that tool is.
That's true. We have that little suspense here.
Yeah.
The tool, you just simply go online and you think of who your buyer persona is, and it serves you up all these questions. All you have to do is answer the questions, and when you're done, you end up with a PDF file of that buyer persona.
Wow.
So once you figure out who they are, and it's just like a picture of who your customer is, a compilation of, you know, one of your different types of customers, right? Then once you know who they are, then you got to think about, well, on the social side, where are they going to be? So, like, for you all corporate people who are relocating, mm-hmm. I guarantee those people are on LinkedIn.
Absolutely.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So, right?
Yeah.
So, once you figure out what social sites they're on, those are the ones that you're going to participate on. Then you have to account for the fact that each social site has a culture, and with the culture comes a language and a kind of expectation around how you're going to behave. The LinkedIn culture is blue suit, white shirt, tie, corporate boardroom. So those folks are there for business. They're highly educated. They're the most educated of all the social networks. And a large percentage of them are decision makers. So they're not there to hear about your family drama. They don't care what you have for breakfast. They don't care about their new shoes. That is not what they're there for.
Or your puppy dog,
so
I suppose.
Or your kitten reader. Like those cute little kitten videos. That is not what they're there about.
Right.
So,
And that's why I love Chapter 3 so much, because I post all the time, every day, and some posts that end up on Facebook do not end up on my LinkedIn account, because I know where it should be placed. But again, Chapter 3 was my favorite, but you're all going to have to go out and buy the book to read a little bit more in-depth on that.
The other chapter that I was delighted in seeing and reading about was the chapter on email marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was good. And I know that you've taught email marketing in the past, Lisa Ann Landry, right?
Yes, I am an author's life local expert for Constant Contact. So that in that role, I am authorized to train people on email marketing and social media, and then give them free trials of Constant Contact to use as their email marketing program. And I wasn't even planning to include email marketing in the book. And then, a friend of mine, she was like saying, well, why wouldn't you do that? Because social media and email marketing go together like ice cream and cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I was convinced with my little pink spoons and everything, I was convinced.
Well,
I'm glad that you mentioned actually Constant Contact. There's a lot of email marketing, platforms out there, but I personally use Constant Contact. It does LinkedIn right with all my social media, because with Constant Contact, you can put every link in there, and it just takes you straight to all your social media platforms, which I absolutely just love. And that's what the reader wants. They want you to have that one piece of paper right there that shows up on your email, and to click a link, and it's going to take you right where you want to go. So I love it.
Yeah. The other things that our listeners and readers always like are free things. I think Lisa Ann Landry has some free things for our listeners.
Oh, free gifts.
Free gifts.
Did we get one? Did we get one?
Maybe, maybe it's ice cream.
Ice cream.
So here's what I'll do. I will send you all my link to give to all of your listeners for a 60-day demo trial of Constant Contact. And anyone who's interested, they can sign up. I will be their account representative to help them set up their Constant Contact account and get their database back and help them create newsletters and things of that nature. So
you'll be like your own personal consultant.
I'll also give you a free webinar on content marketing, and I will send you all the links for those webinars so that you can share with your listeners. So it's about an hour-long webinar, kind of revolving around what we're talking about here.
That's a priceless gift. So I'll make sure I have all those links, on our social media platform sites as well.
Yes.
So our listeners will grab those.
And the book, Content Marketing, How to Get Started, is going to be on Amazon. It launches May the 12th.
Okay.
Lisa Ann Landry, again, K-Move Radio, want to thank you for offering great content to our K-Move Radio show today.
Absolutely.
You always do. And we're so grateful to have met you, and we're glad to share you with our K-Move listeners. So thank you for being part of our family.
Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for your support.
We're rooting for you.
I'm going to go out and order those books right now on Amazon.com. And just remember, today only, May 12th, for 24 hours, you can get Lisa Ann Landry's book, Content Marketing, How to Get Started, for only $5.
You better hurry, because I might buy them all.
And also, I want our listeners to know that I'm going to go ahead and put the links up on our social media platforms and for the free gifts that Lisa Ann Landry is giving away to our listeners, a webinar on content marketing.
And a 60-day demo for Constant Contact, which is a huge, viable tool that we all use.
Yeah.
It's a great value. So, again, thanks to Lisa Ann Landry, and thank you to our guests. And thank you, Lorraine, for hanging out with me today.
You're quite welcome. Signing off.
God bless.
Radio is the Clay and Lorraine Show on Game.